10 to 8 on 1494 2AY. You are with Kylie and Kev. We're about to chat to Stephen Mamooney from BMG Partners, accountants and financial planning firm here in Albury-Wodonga. And just a reminder too that as we chat to Stephen, the advice given is general in nature, and you're encouraged to seek individual response to any financial impact at the moment from COVID-19. How are you this morning, Stephen?
I'm very well, thanks, Kevin. Good morning, and good morning to you, Kylie.
Good morning, Sam. First of all, a week is a long time at the moment. any financial updates that have really grabbed your attention in the past week?
It certainly has been, and certainly a day is a long time at the moment. But you're right in that the COVID situation is constantly changing, and even though it's consigned in Australia, there's no certainties as yet as far as what things are going to look like in the next 6 to 12 months, and particularly for households and their incomes and businesses. So cash is still very important to preserve your cash and make sure you've got enough to get through the next little bit. But so that if anyone has got any loans with banks and financial institutions, then it's a good opportunity to have a look at that and see what can be done.
Well, you are seeing and hearing that they've all sort of got their plan in place to help their customers, Stephen. Let's talk about deferral of payments in a little bit more depth.
Certainly. First of all, I think that everyone's situation is different, and there are different rules and different products and relief packages depending on whether you're a business or whether you've got a home loan or whether you're a landlord. And before we go into the detail, the Australian Banking Association have got a very useful website where they set out all the conditions and so on that most of the banks are offering under each of those headings. So, and they've also got a great resource there. They've even given the direct lines of the banks to call. So look up there, do a bit of research, and depending on whether you're a business or someone with a home mortgage, or if you're a landlord, there's plenty of information there. But just to get into a bit more detail, business loans, most of the banks are offering 6-month deferral of principal and interest until the end of September. And in some cases, they're offering increases in slight increases in overdraft facilities to enable people to have a bit more working capital to get through if you're a business. And then, if you're a business and you've also got a home loan, well, it's a good opportunity to touch base with your bank to see what sort of relief package you have there as well. Having said that, it's important to understand that, look, if you are deferring principal and interest, then, it's not a waiver, it's a deferral. And I think we sort of touched on this earlier on in one of our earlier chats about you need to understand that, look, what might happen is that you could defer principal and interest, and in 6 months' time, it not only it will add 6 months to your term of your loan, the repayments in 6 months' time will go up. So you need to be confident that whatever you're deferring, you're going to be able to repay when the 6 month deferral period comes to an end.
Interest rate reductions, and a lot of us are guilty of, I should look around, I should compare interest rates to other banks, for example, if you've got a home loan. Not a lot of people always do. They sort of sit, set and forget. But if ever there's a time to really analyse that, I'd imagine now's the time.
Absolutely. And Rod Sims from the ACCC has come out with his interim report into home loan pricing this week. And what the ACCC have found is that if you've been a loyal customer of a bank and you haven't really caused too much, you haven't sort of contacted your bank, then on average, you're paying about 0.4% per annum on your banking loans, on your home mortgage, compared to someone who might be perhaps in touch with their bank on a more regular basis. And you don't have to change banks, you just need to get in touch with them and say, look, can you review my interest? And it's a bit disappointing, really, that for those loyal customers who are thinking that the banks are doing the right thing, that you do need to be proactive. You need to get on the phone, talk to your bank, and say, look, what can you do for me? And so you can get some significant changes there. And if any time is a good time to do that, I think right now is a great time to do it, because the interest rates are pretty low. They've just revised their rates as a result of the RBA official rate change or holding lately. And given the current situation, generally speaking, they've been pretty amenable to rate reductions. So get on the phone and talk to your bank manager.
It is a bit frustrating, Stephen, as you said, that you have to ask if you are a loyal customer. I know I had an insurance company once say to me, oh, when you get your renewal in the mail, give us a call. We might be able to, you know, see what we can do for you. Why don't you just give me the offer?
And new customers too. Often new customers get a better deal.
Better
it's
off.
Like, hang on, what are you offering this for a new one? I've been with you forever. Frustrating.
Well, Stephen, we really appreciate it as always. There's so much depth for this. As we said and as we say each week, we encourage everybody to get their own independent financial advice based on their situation. But we do appreciate your time each Friday morning to give us a little bit more of just some thought starters to make sure that we are staying on top of what we should be financially throughout the COVID-19 situation. And we'll chat again next Friday morning.
Thanks, Kev. There's certainly plenty to talk about. And thanks, Kylie. And if there's ever a time to look at your finances, I think right now is the time to do it. Particularly with this weather we're getting, there's not much else you can do.
Great advice.
Pull out the shoebox, sort out those receipts, ready for the end of financial year, and all will be good. Stephen Mamooney from BMG Partners there. We've got 8 o'clock news and sport on the way here at 2AY.